Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. Okay, we got several questions. The governor says that if you're visiting a southern state that has a jump start in the virus, when you come back to New York, you have to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks. Now, I don't know how they're going to enforce this. I guess maybe it's an advisory. It'd be nice to do. Maybe you should do it. But I don't know if you have to do it, how they would enforce it. Secondly, it's called white flight. It's not. That doesn't mean that everybody that's white does it. It just means that that's the term that used. I think it was Don Esmond had an article when Buffalo was not doing well. We weren't going anywhere in particular. Certainly not at a rapid rate. He said part of the problem was a white flight, that a lot of the people that were in the city left the city for the suburbs. My thought was you have more room, it's better education, that kind of stuff. His thought was that it's racist. Well, I never believed that. But I believe that if you want to point out white flight, look now to Seattle, because that's what they're saying is happening. With people wanting to sell their houses and some businesses, same thing. I saw some different people being interviewed over the weekend. Want to know if you think that that's something you might do if you live there. And the third thing Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter, the group. We're familiar with the group. I think they've been hijacked by other people, maybe Marxists, maybe anarchists, I don't know. But they said that the two of the founders that he played the sound back said that they are trained Marxists. One of them for Groucho, one of them for Harpo. I'm a trained Marxist, too. Groucho was my favorite.
Chico's mine.
Hey, boss, what are you going to do? Now, a voice from the past. A friend of the show who we haven't heard from in a while. His name is a Lot. No, it's not a Lot. It's not like many. His name is Lot. It's Clarence Lot, ladies and gentlemen, from Virginia Beach, line one. Clarence, good to hear from you again, my friend.
Line one. Boy, I must be special. How are you, Sandy?
You are special. We miss you when you used to call on a regular basis with our friend Ken Hamilton.
Yes. How is Ken, by the way?
Ken is fine. He's looking better than ever, which isn't saying much.
He's causing trouble, actually.
That's how we learned about you. He introduced us to you.
Right. It's all good here. I'm planning on coming home for the 4th of July weekend, and I just wanted to know if I needed to quarantine or not.
Well, that's if you're coming from Virginia Beach. I don't know if Virginia Beach is on that list or not. We can find out. But if so, you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks. That's kind of tough when you're visiting, isn't it?
It is, very, very. And, visits are not as frequent as they used to be, but you got to get in.
Your friend the mayor's doing pretty well, I think, in the last round of problems we have, like all the states are having problems now. But I think Byron Brown is doing a pretty good job.
Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, it is saying something for me, sure.
Well, good.
What's on your mind, Clarence?
Well, I'm just curious about, what the temperature is up there, not Fahrenheit or Celsius, but you know, how things are holding up there. How are we holding things together?
Well, first of all, we had some demonstrations at the beginning of this whole cycle. We're all broadcasting from home, so things kind of get compressed and whatever. And we did have some problems there. And then we got the thing where the activist stood in front of a police line and got a gentle nudge and fell over backwards, and it became a national story. And since then, I think it's a lot cooler than most of the hot spots in the country. It's not totally cold, but we've gotten through it so far.
Well, good, good. One of the things I find interesting about the whole thing, and we're talking Black Lives Matter, there's a large white population involved in the cause as well, which I think is interesting. A few years back, when Black Lives Matter first came on the scene, they kind of got attached to a negative, just a negative view of the group. And all of a sudden now they're seen a lot more positive. Not totally.
Was that about, Clarence, was that about the time Ferguson was here, or did that group exist before Ferguson? Do you know?
One of the shootings, and yeah, they kind of grew up out of nowhere. Not exactly sure what their position is. Or how they stand on certain things. I don't think they're fans of the president. But it's just in a way to speak out on some of the abuses, you know, from the Boys in Blue.
Well, now it seems that that's why I made one of my questions, because it seems not everything can be traced back to an issue regarding minorities who happen to be black. It's about more tied into the country as a whole, and as we originated and as we've developed, and things come out of the blue. It looks like they're trying to throw as many targets in the air as possible, so many that you can barely address them one at a time.
Well, and it's true, but some of them are sticking, though. I heard you talk about the Aunt Jemima piece a little earlier.
Yeah.
Well, we're seeing a lot of things and a lot of people saying, well, you know, I kind of identify with this. Maybe we can assist somehow.
What a place to take a stand on Aunt Jemima. But I never even had a racial thought about Aunt Jemima. All I knew is that as a kid, if I saw it there, I was going to get some good pancakes. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything else. And so those kind of symbols are there. You know, a company puts a symbol on their product to draw you to it, not to repel you from it. So it'll tell you that most people thought of it the way I did, or it wouldn't have been around 100 years.
Well, agreed. And I think that's where it came from. That's where it grew out of, you know, from back in the day.
So sure.
To have their product identify with, you know, home cooking, you know, who did the cooking back then, kind of thing, and it kind of stuck. You know,
and look at the characters in Gone with the Wind. Mammy was the smartest one in the whole movie. She really controlled Scarlett O'Hara. She gave all the good advice to Scarlett O'Hara, who was a boob for most of the movie. And so, why would you take out a character that really showed that she had it all together and everybody else was screwed up?
Well, I think another movie that I liked, too, was The Help. I don't know if you ever saw that.
I love The Help. I thought it was very well done.
Well, it really showed who ran the household, you know.
Yeah.
We cooked the meals, but raised the kids, so on and so forth. So there's a lot to come out of those things, and we don't really look at them for the value of a movie for the most part.
You know what it's like, too, it reminds me of? Is that we have great admiration for nurses and doctors, but nurses do a lot of the work that you think doctors do. Yeah. So they're all to be applauded, but they should get a bigger round of applause than most of the time, simply because they assume a lot of the responsibility.
Right, right. Yeah, but you say doctor, you know, you're up on it. You're up.
Yeah, that's a different plateau. Right, sure.
Yeah, yeah. But it's an interesting time. I find it all interesting. I think we all have to take a step back. You know, a lot of these things kind of run their course over time. There probably will be some changes. I'm still remembering every time I get on a plane, I got to take off my shoes. That's become a new norm. And there'll be some norms that will come out of this episode, too, as far as the pandemic, which I know is gone because the president said it would be gone. So I know that's not around anymore.
We We love you, Clarence. We let you take those little sharp jabs right in the middle of our conversation. And look at it like this. When you get old enough, like me, they won't make you take your shoes off. Probably because they figure you can't get them back on.
Probably. Hey, I just wanted to say hey to everybody. Hope all is well. And maybe I'll bump into you somewhere next weekend.
That would be nice. Always good to talk to you, my friend. Have a nice journey back to Buffalo. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Bye-bye. Thank you. Clarence Lott. Yeah, we met him through Ken Hamilton. And he and Ken are friends, but don't agree on everything politically. And we like both of them. And then Clarence moved. He was, Tony, was he, how tight was he with the mayor? Because he had several positions in city government.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how the relationship works.
He knows
but
the
I know.
Mayor.
Yeah, he knows them and he's done work within, within
yeah,
the city.
He's worked with them. Yeah. Yeah. And we love to have him in because he was a good guest. He would ask good questions, and he's the kind of guy you can't get angry with. You got to like him. And so I wish we could have him on the air Sunday. If we ever get out of the house, it'd be a nice thing to do. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tony, you're probably wondering why I'm sounding goofy.
Yes, I am, Sandy.
I usually around this time, I ask Bernadette, the superb chef that she is, what are we having for lunch? She said, well, we're having ravioli, and I gave her a big smile. And then she says, and we're having pepperoni balls, another big smile, huh? And if she had left it there, it would have been great. But then she says, and looked at me sternly, just like Mammy would look at Scarlett, and looked at me and said, and you're having a salad. Somehow I couldn't contain my glee. It showed up on my face. And I have to have a salad. So just in case I have the dreaded salad pox or whatever you get from eating too much salad.
Guess who had salad Saturday night for dinner?
Who had? You had salad?
Me.
You had a salad for
dinner?
Yeah,
that green stuff.
I didn't know what it was. I thought the lawn people had showed up. And some of it ended up in the pantry. Yeah, I'm having a green salad. She makes a good salad. I mean, it's got tomatoes in it and cucumbers and things like that. It's a good salad. Like Elaine Bennis, I don't want the big salad. I want the economical salad. Give me the extra helping of lasagna or anything else, but just give me the smaller salad. Because other people might want a salad. I want to make sure we don't run out.
There you
There's
go.
There's nobody here to eat anymore, but just thought I'd use that as an excuse.
My salad had strawberries in it. Oh,
Ooh,
man.
Strawberries.
Yes.
You know what's probably out there now? It's the end of June. It might be a little late. I don't know. Strawberry soup.
Yes, I want to try that.
And the place that I discovered it for myself, anyway, is for the R&M, the DNR. I always get the DNR and the R&M mixed up. The DNR restaurant in Genesee County. It's on Route 19. It's got the best strawberry soup. It's like God reached into a strawberry bush and squeezed the strawberries into a bowl. And that is soup. And it is so good. I cannot tell you. The first time we found it, We saw it on the menu and ordered it as an appetizer. And it was so good that we also ordered it for a dessert. So we had it twice. And every time we're there now, we always ask. And it's only there for a couple of weeks because the strawberries have to be really at a certain position of ripeness. And the bottom line is, it's the best. It is the best. All right, let's see, where are we going? We're going to line two, and John from Jamestown. It's Jamestown John. You're on WBEN.
Morning, Sandy. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, John. Thanks for calling. What do you have today?
Oh, listening to Cuomo and his smug, always being smug with his comments and, looking down on everybody. I just wondered if he'd watched any of the, news as it was really going on when the rioting and stuff was happening. Because I can remember watching at least two different reports where a couple of the rioters that they actually got pulled aside and interviewed mentioned specifically Houston, Texas, that they had been bused up to Minneapolis to do the riots and protests out of Houston, Texas. So I wonder how he would feel about that, you know, with his little, you know, rules about not being out visiting people. I mean, you can't go visit somebody, but somebody can go protest and walk around and they're treated like they did nothing wrong.
That's a good point. And you got to know that a lot of the other states probably hate us simply because of his rhetoric. I know that I saw the lieutenant governor of Texas, can't think of his name, saying, and Mr. Cuomo's out there bragging. He said, by the way, the actual percentage of death, he said, is 20 times higher in New York State than it is in Texas, because Texas felt slighted, not slighted, but angry because he was putting his finger in there. They don't like that in Texas. They really don't like it in Texas.
Oh, man, like
he's not going to win any public service awards for being smooth. Let's put it that way.
No, he definitely isn't.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, come down to riot. Actually, come up to riot from Houston. Get on the bus. Give you a ticket and a box lunch and a Molotov cocktail. Just don't drink what's in the bottle. That's gasoline. And get the rag out of it before you. Anyway, let's see. Let's go to Mike on Grand Island, which is on line 3. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello there, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, let's start with your first part with the coming in and
quarantine. Yeah, if you're coming in from one of the states that has a spike, he wants you to quarantine for 2 weeks at your home.
Well, if you're going to say that, how do you keep it in check if they come on an airplane? It's easy. You say, oh, yeah, all these people that came out of it, because they know where you came from.
Yeah.
They're going to just herd you into a general population kind of facility, like maybe on Forest Avenue, you know, the crazy house.
You think they could take you right off the plane and bring you to a hotel or something and not let you out for 2 weeks?
Yeah, because they told you, you knew you had a quarantine, so we're just helping you. So that's one way.
Okay. That seems a bit draconian, but okay.
Well, gee, what's been going on for the last...
I take it you're not a huge fan of the restrictions on this virus.
Yeah. And the second question I'll answer after I answer the third.
All right. Let's see. Well, we got White Flight, and we got Black Lives Matter being hijacked by... anarchists.
I don't think it was ever hijacked. I think it was initially, and I think it's proposed and planned by somebody who's obviously funding it, who we don't know, supposedly. But the main point is, like Mr. Hawk Newsom, who's down in New York City, who said, you will, you know, get rid of this $1 billion or we will burn the city down. Right.
He was on television a few days ago, all over the place, saying that. And then I saw him this morning. He kind of downplayed it some. He said, "I didn't mean it literally or figuratively." Well, you have to mean it one of those two ways. And certainly sounds like he was talking literal. Figurative. I don't know how you burn a place down figuratively.
Well, and then during this, when it was just forming, he said, "And don't worry. Got plenty of automatic weapons or something." Now, to me, almost got to send the police down there. I mean, that's illegal. I'm sure he doesn't have receipts for any of those.
And I'm sure that it's just the threats are illegal. Can I put you on hold? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine, sir.
Okay, put him on hold, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 W.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
B-E-N. And we are back with Beach and Company. Let's go back to Mike on line three. Thanks for holding, Mike. You're on WBEN.
Yes, sir. So you look at the level of responsibility the people you put in office, the taxes you pay, are taking to protect you.
Right.
Zip. Okay. So let's get back to the white flight. So now, I would guess, not just white, anybody who would live in that city that has an opportunity to flee it, whether it be Minnesota, Seattle, you know, New York, or what, would leave.
Oh, I would think so. Basically, you want your home is your castle, whether you're renting, leasing, you own, it doesn't matter. And you don't want anybody invading or even threatening that. And even if you're armed and trained and willing to defend your own house, you can't do it 24 hours a day. If they're not doing their part of the bargain, I would be surprised if you stayed.
And again, why would I continue to pay taxes to you when you're not providing the services that required? And that goes into the same thing you were talking about also, about then how the schools and the work environment and the social environment, it's going to go downhill. So,
oh, yeah. Who's going to – I mean, what real estate person is going to talk you into buying a house that was formerly used as a holdout for Black Lives Matter like what we're looking at now? Nobody would. Doesn't make any sense. And, you know, a lot of people, their only savings is the equity they build up in where they live. That's it. They don't have much of anything else. Well, this is just going to undercut that by a lot. If you were expecting to have X amount of equity in your home, or you would be paid off by the time you retired, that can injure or cripple most of your savings plans.
Yes, sir. All right. I think.
All right. Hey, I'm glad you called. Call again. Thank you very much. Yeah, if you were saving, Tony, like you are, you know, you got a nice house and you're saving. And you're paying your monthly payments.
Right.
And when it's done, that's your equity. That's your piece of the pie. It's right there. You can stay in it and only have to pay the taxes. In New York, that's not cheap, but it's better than having to pay the bank every month. You do that, you can sell it. You can sell it and move someplace else. But that's your nest egg. But suddenly, if Niagara Falls said, we don't need no stinking police force, and they pulled out, your house would be worth bupkis.
That's right.
Because most people would leave.
That's absolutely right. What do they say? Like, look at car insurance, Sandy. If you live, if I'm not mistaken, if you live in the city, you pay a higher, pay more insurance than you do if you live in the suburbs, correct?
Yeah.
So the same principle apply to a house. If you feel that your house is safer in the suburbs, it's going to maintain its value. If you're living in the city and it's perceived as not safer, it loses value.
Yeah, I can never figure out how they figure out how to charge for each vehicle. I've had vehicles that cost more than other vehicles, and their insurance is less. I just don't know how to figure it, and I don't want to learn because I'm beyond it. It might influence me in a decision, which I don't want to have to do.
Just write the check, pay the bill, and drive the car.
Exactly. You get to drive it another month. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Beamer, Mr. Buzzy Beamer, Mr. Beamer, would you please give us a Facebook?
Well, first I want to let you know, Governor Cuomo is giving a press conference. Remember, he was ending these, but somehow has ended up on our TV every morning.
He keeps doing them because he got good reviews on the first ones, but he's staying beyond the original joke. He should get off the stage.
Well, you'll be fine. Now, I know this is going to be shocking. I like to give you guys things that are going to shock you. He spent the first 20 minutes of the press conference attacking the president. Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah.
Why would he just change his mind like that?
He claims that this is the only state that's gotten it right, and that the federal response has been wrong from day one.
Yeah, because the senior House decisions, his seniors really made a good choice. Mm-hmm. How many did he kill?
Pardon me? No, I got two people talking at the same time. Bernie's writing me a note while you're talking. Go ahead.
All right, so we'll go to Facebook, and we'll talk first about the two-week self-quarantine, which is a result of an action by Governor Cuomo. And Ann says, so if you go on vacation for a week, your employer will be okay with an extra 2 weeks off and not have income for those 2 weeks? I don't think that's going to work for a lot of people who have already been stuck inside for 4 months.
Well, that's true. I'll go along with that. Yeah, most people get between 2 and 4 weeks of vacation accrued each month, each year. And that's that. And if you use two of it for this, you're going to be a little tight. And chances are, if you were somewhere, is why you have to start the clock on those 2 weeks. I understand. Oh, I'll answer a couple of things that I see on my own screen. That's what I was doing while I was talking to you. Is the strawberry soup, where is it? This is important stuff. Never mind that quarantine stuff. It's in Leroy, Route 19 in Genesee County. Okay, it's a converted train station, and it's called the D&R Depot. D and a D for delicious, and R for really good. D&R train station, Route 19 in Leroy in Genesee County. Okay, good. All right, let's see. How about another one, Mr. B? This one I'll listen to the answer all the way through.
Well, that sounds good. James says, Sandy, with cashless tolling in New York State, they have your license plate number and EasyPass tag. Believe me, New York State is always watching, and they know when you leave.
That's right. They do have the cashless tolling. We saw them putting up those big things a few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago. Time is all compressed now. Oh, yeah, if you do that, they first of all, if you use EasyPass, they know exactly where the car went. They assume you went with it, and they have the cashless things going on there. And I guess if they wanted to investigate it, they could probably find out that you were at a place where you had to quarantine and you didn't do it. I can't imagine holding a $10,000 a fine. Was that a real number that you gave that time? $10,000?
Yes. Yeah, $10,000 fine.
Wow. Okay. We'll have to start a GoFundMe page. We'll take a break and be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let us go to line one. This is Walt in Wheatfield. Walt, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, good morning.
Hello there, Walt.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's for us today?
You had a gentleman on there. I think it was the one before me.
Hello, did we lose Walt?
I don't hear anything.
Walt just disappeared. I assume he'll be back. We didn't touch anything.
Nope,
I didn't push any buttons.
No, hopefully he'll call back.
Yeah, Walt, if you would like to call back, we'll put you at the head of the line. Meanwhile, Buzzy Beamer, how about a couple of Facebooks for us, please?
Yeah, let's keep talking about the 2-week quarantine, as that is the most popular on the Facebook page right now. And we'll go to Sandra, who says, for quarantine, but testing comes first at the beginning and end of quarantine. With the surplus of testing, we should be testing those who are going into quarantine and also testing them once they are done.
Well, that's certainly not a bad idea. I don't know what their plans are for testing people who have been to Texas or Florida or one of the southern states that's peaked, but certainly testing can't hurt you. We can learn from testing. Another, please.
Yeah, Jeffrey says, my 15-year-old returns from Florida Wednesday. It's going to be a long 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. In Florida, now the kid is home and he's in the house. And he has to be in the house. He can't go out. He'd like to go out with his friends and do something, but you're going to be his best friend for 2 weeks. Walt is back. Let's give it a shot. Walt in Wheatfield, you're on WBEN.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right, Walt. We're glad you're back.
Get old.
Yeah. What do you have for us today?
The gentleman was wondering who's funding the movement that's causing all of the distress in the country. And it's a Marxist backing, and it's being funded by George Soros.
Well, Soros's name certainly has been all over the internet. I don't know how you track him down. I doubt if he pays in cash, if it is him. Well, so I'd like to see an investigation to find out where the money comes from. It'd be very interesting.
I think that's what they're trying to do, and I don't know how they do it. I'm in your court.
So. Yeah, you know, there's an ad. Bernie pulled it up for me a few days ago, trying to recruit protesters.
Yeah.
Now, they don't say specifically where you'd go or what you'd do, but the insinuation is, if you don't like America, we have a job for you. And it's in there. You know what amazes me is these online places always, you know, they're so uppity about they're not allowing hate speech and whatever. You go on there, it's loaded with stuff like that.
I know.
How would you want professional protesters are all right, but how do you separate them from anarchists?
Yep. Well, you know, that too. I kind of taped the Cuomo when he was on TV yesterday. And I'll tell you, this guy continues to lie every place he goes. I just can't understand it. This guy is, I think he's really auditioning to become president.
Well, he got good reviews when he started these daily press conferences, and I even gave him a good review. What he was doing was fine. Then it went to his head,
yep.
And he got some national reviews, and he's thinking, all this time I thought I was dead in the water to run for president. Now, look, they're putting up a moron.
Yes.
For president, maybe I got a chance.
You got it. Yeah. And some of those daily presentations that he was making was finding their way out west to make himself visible to the voters out there.
Yeah, if you didn't know, you know what's funny is we have 50 states, and he's the only governor that was on television every single day on a national feed.
You got
this. This was manna from heaven for him.
You got it. Well, I'm glad we're down to 50. We had 57 about 8 years ago.
Yeah, you know, this and the number of flavors of steak sauce, too.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, thank you, Walt. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Sandy, don't forget all that time that the media was in love with Cuomo, Florida was doing a much better job and was being completely ignored. Now Florida's getting all the blame, and Cuomo's back to being praised for doing such a great job. People are saying, oh, New York must have done it right. No, New York didn't do it right.
Cuomo's a weasel.
He is a weasel.
When he was doing a good job, I said it. So it's not like once I've made up my mind, I'll never change it. It was fine, but not now.
When it was apparent that he was trying to angle his way for the federal government to close New York State's budget gap, that's when people started to say, okay, he's full of it. We always known it. Here it is.
You know when I knew he was trying to be president? When he talked about his mother's meatballs. Because his mother's meatballs had nothing to do with the virus, hopefully. And once you got into that, now he's getting homey, you know, mom, and he's on his brother's show, talked about how he would protect his little brother and all this stuff. And he switched. He converted from a fact man to running for something man. Do you have time for one more? Sure we do. Why don't we have it?
Well, you know, I'd like to say, you look at People Magazine. They did this very puff piece on Governor Cuomo. Can you remember the time a magazine like People did a puff piece on any Republican politician?
No. No, they don't. Or Rush Limbaugh. Anything like that.
But then we always get laughed at when we talk about a liberal bias to media and to entertainment, but it's so apparent.
Well, it's so. This has been going on for nearly 4 years. For the run-up to the election and the actual election, right to now, okay? I can say if we round off, 4 years of every single day trying to hit the president. With every column, with every interview, it's hard. You'd be hard-pressed to find places that aren't. Fox is a refuge, and Fox goes out of their way to be equal, so much so that it seems strange when you're turning on to something else, which I can't last more than 5 minutes usually. So he's been through hell. Somebody texted, is he looking tired? He's never looked tired up to now, but Bernie noticed that when he was coming home at like 2 a.m. for some event, got off of the plane, and he looked tired.
He does look tired.
Who wouldn't be tired with the schedule he has? But let's hope he doesn't give it up. Let's hope he's got the spirit to get in there and fight. Because we need him. Can you imagine no cops and no Trump? I don't want to think about that. It's tough enough to find a place to run in this country to get away from Cuomo. To get away from him, you got to go overseas, and there aren't many places you could go.
Yeah, and having a president that thinks there's been 120 million deaths from COVID-19.
Yeah, scary. I'm glad that Biden doesn't handle the books.
Yeah.
You seem to overcharge here a little bit. Okay, that about wraps it up for today. And you guys all set for a beautiful day? What, 83 today, 82 tomorrow, 83 on Wednesday?
It's been awesome out. I love it.
This is great. Okay. Checking in tomorrow morning on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know what we'll be talking about, but what I do know is this. If it's happening, we'll be talking about it. We got to keep up on this stuff.
There's certainly no shortage of things to talk about in the news, whether you're talking about President Trump, whether we're talking about Antifa, whether we're talking about coronavirus. And,
I was thinking about Wegmans or Tops. Which do you like?
I've been waiting for that show.
By the way, shout out to the Wegmans manager who explained so nicely to me how, because I was complaining I can't get my Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwiches, and she told me, she says, there's a 40% increase in frozen foods, and it's the manufacturers that are not able to get the stuff out to the stores.
Yeah. And just remember, there's also the big controversy out there, condoms, are ribbed or plain. So you have to be able to answer these questions if you're going to do a talk show. You got it, guys? Guys, hello. Goodbye. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.